were some things that happened during filming that were not included in the latest episode. I don't know if they're going to be included in another episode or at all. One thing is that Ariana was interviewed on Sheena's podcast on August 25th. And in that episode, they confirmed that Rachel was making $19,000 an episode for 19 episodes in season 10, which is $361,000 for Rachel. And don't forget, Bethany had said that they got paid less than her interns. Bethany also reacted to Ariana's interview, like defending herself. She had an unhinged video that she deleted, but we got.
For those of you who are criticizing the whole Bravo, NBC, and reality reckoning moment that's happening overall, come at me, bro, because I was the Bravo darling, and I did come out the most successful of all, and I did leave twice, and I have been asked back multiple times, and I was a part of the machine, and I was a leader of the pack, and I did participate in a lot of things that I'm not proud of, but I can explain it to you. I can't understand it for you, and the blinders are off, and I do know it all, and the entire Bravosphere is mentioning it all, and saying that people who signed up for reality TV knew exactly what they were getting into is like saying that a woman who is taken advantage of was asking for it. So if you're going to take a shot at this bee, you better not miss. Watch what happens.
So crazy. Daily Mail on August 26, 2023, the same day as the brunch with Jax and James. The headline is Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz pull up to a house with a for sale sign out front in Rolls Royce while filming Vanderpump Rules in LA. I love to just do some forensic accounting. And then another thing, I'm not sure if they're going to save this for the next episode, but Sheena also had a live show on August 27th, 2023, where she performed Apples with the 27s. I really wish that I went to that show.
All right, it's all happening.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on. On the last episode of Vanderpump Rules, Jax goes off on Tom Sandoval at Guy's Night. We love that. Graham is now named Hippie and is James and Allie's dog now. Started off as Raquel and James's dog, but now it's James and Allie's. Sandoval propositions Schwartz to be roommates. Yikes. And Sheena releases her new song with the 27s called Apples, and Sandoval is pissed off about it. Boo hoo. Okay, Vanderpump Rules season 11, episode 13, Jax Attack. I love this title. James hosts a brunch at Sir with former frenemy Jax that stirs up trouble when he neglects to get permission from Lisa Vanderpump. Sheena and Brock confide in their friends about their marriage woes. Schwartz and Katie take another step forward in their post-divorce relationship. Ariana invites her boyfriend Dan on the group's upcoming trip to San Francisco. Katie is accused of spreading cheating rumors about Jax. Sheena's attempt to apologize to Sandoval goes south when he throws a pass indiscretion in her face. The opening scene, we see Lala and Easton go to a non-liquor store liquor store. I would like to know what this place is exactly, because when they said it, I was like, you mean like a beverage center? Like, did they just have soda and water? Or is it like a niche cocktail type of store where they only have alcohol substitutes? I need to know these things. So the first scene, we have James and Allie at their house, and Jack shows up. They talk about their Saturday brunch that they're going to be co-hosting, and James comments on how Jax is really wanting to get back in the ring, old man. He didn't say old man, I don't think. But Jax mentions Katie and calls her out for saying that Jax cheated on Brittany. I don't know if that's true at that time, but Allie is so cute. She leaves to go do a reading and she's like, make sure you tell me everything because I want to know. Jax mentions Lisa and how he doesn't know what his relationship with her is, but I guess he's just going for it, taking a chance, showing up. James thinks that perhaps the respect was broken when Jax called Vanderpump Rules his show. And on the after show, Jax says, he's like, I feel like I created a masterpiece.
You know, I'm not trying to toot my own horn or anything, but I was in this from the beginning, and I think I helped create a masterpiece.
But James is cute. He suggests bringing flowers to Lisa. We also see Sheena and Brittany together, and we know that they had been close before, back when Brittany and Jax were on Vanderpump Rules together. They were pregnant at the same time. Their babies were born 2 weeks apart. Brittany, what I thought was interesting in this scene, Brittany said that they were definitely officially trying for a second baby that month. And now we know that they're separated, so I guess we'll see more on the Valley. Sheena mentions that her and Brock are at each other's throats lately and suggests that maybe Brock feels like Sheena doesn't think she appreciates him because he doesn't bring in as much money. And Brittany admits that her and Jax fought when she was bringing in more money than Jax. I think this topic is way bigger than what we can include in this very quick review. So I'm going to table it, but I want to come back to this at some point because we need to discuss these types of dynamics in relationships between men and women going forward in this modern world, what it means and all that stuff. Stay tuned. Sheena also opens up about being on Zoloft for a month, but she went off of it because it was making her tired. And she talks about postpartum OCD, having intrusive thoughts. And I'm glad she talked about that because I'm like, oh, I thought that was like normal. Do I have postpartum OCD? I'm also a hypochondriac, so. Brock also has a scene with his friend Luke, and he's talking about how he doesn't feel like he's contributing and he's not living up to the standard he set for himself. And I know people hate on Brock a lot, but I like Brock and I totally get where he's coming from. Oh my God, I'm therapizing myself. I'm therapizing myself right now through Vanderpump Rules. OMG, I think I just realized something. Okay, focus, Jenny. I want to know what you all think about women being the breadwinner in the home. Let me know your thoughts in the comments. In general, it doesn't have to be about Brock and Sheena, just in general. So this next scene is so weird and funny. Schwartz and Katie meet at Mel's diner, and Katie rationalizes it in a way that's like, you know, we were in each other's lives for so long. It's weird to act like that person's a stranger after so long. And in my mind, I'm like, watch me. Watch me, bitch. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. I'm just kidding. I think their situation is different. Like, it's not like something major happened between them. It's just like a long, drawn out, painful process of being married together for so long and not being right for each other. If it was like a Sandoval and Ariana type of situation, like, deuces. We could be strangers. Bye-bye. So I don't even know what to think about this whole scene. Like, they feel like siblings in this scene. And the way that they're asking about each other's love lives or dating lives, it just was already uncomfortable. But then when they started talking about Tori, it got extremely uncomfortable. Because then they were like competing and they texted her at the same time to see who she would text back, which I think is kind of messed up of them to like be using this really young girl, I guess, part of their whatever they're doing, like this little game. But the fact that she responded to Tom first definitely makes me realize that Tori is not a good match for Katie, because any person who responds to Tom Schwartz first over Katie Maloney is not quite at the level that they need to be to date Katie Maloney, is all I'm going to say. Sheena and Brock go out on an anniversary date. I have some bonus social media content from their date.
Apple Watch will charge to an optimized limit.
What you got
This
there?
limit, that, well, if I was a spy, I would have this, but it is the new 44mm titanium chromic case designed by Apple in California. I have a new Apple Watch. Not a new one, I have an Apple Watch.
You
US
like it?
setup. Yeah, I love it.
You know what I like?
Well,
My new earrings.
yeah, I think they work with something else you have there.
I would also like to point out, since that mirror selfie, we've had a full dinner date at Barton G, but we did a no phone dinner date at the most Instagrammable place in LA to have dinner.
We had quality time.
No vlogging, just quality time.
What's the time?
Filming.
Oh, did you say the time? Let me check my watch.
I like that we get to see Sheena and Brock talk about the dynamics in their marriage, and it was a little awkward when Sheena says, "Don't you think this is your second chance at being the best dad?" And ooh, that was ouch, that was rough. And Brock started to cry. Since the beginning, when it comes to Brock's two oldest children, I've been giving him the benefit of the doubt. I believe that he is a really good dad to Summer Moon, and I don't think he was equipped to be a good dad to his first two children. And I also think that things aren't just black and white. Like, we don't know the other side of the story. We don't know a lot. And I was a single mom at one point when my child's father did not live in the same state, but I didn't keep them from having a relationship. So you have to keep that in mind, that if somebody is willing to keep their children away from their father over money, that doesn't sit well with me. That's just my opinion. So we got Schwartz and Sandy. Literally probably the first time I felt like this was an appropriate time to call them Schwartz and Sandy. And it's the scene where they get into this convertible in their very obvious midlife crisis moment, going to get tattoos. It was rough. But they mentioned going to San Francisco for Kyle Chan's whiskey launch party. Sheena's going to be performing Good as Gold. It's on Treasure Island. But Sandoval mentions living together while Schwartz is getting a tattoo. And I'm sorry, something about this just felt very like predator behavior. Like, oh, let me put pressure on him over this living situation that I know he doesn't have any interest in, but it benefits me. So let me put pressure on him while he's vulnerable getting tattooed. And Schwartz even admits he has trauma. Like, oh my God. Dude, I don't know why Schwartz is even still there. It's weird. We see a scene with James and Allie at Face Gym. They're getting facials done. In his confessional, James says, "Do I get pretty boy energy? Ask my mom." And all I could think is, you took your first steps in Tiffany's. This is where we get some insight into how guarded James is over Hippie, and how Allie and James were supposed to go to a wedding, but James isn't going now because of Hippie. He has no one to leave Hippie with, and he's very concerned because Hippie has gone through a lot of trauma. And I can't help but notice the very glaring similarities between Sheena not wanting to relinquish control over Summer Moon and who watches her, and James Kennedy being hyper protective over Graham. I mean, he cries later, for Christ's sake. Allie mentions that there needs to be compromises somewhere, and this is clearly an issue. So we go on to see Ariana working out. She's FaceTiming Daniel, her boyfriend. She invites him to San Francisco, says that he doesn't have to like hang out with everyone. She just wants him there to like, you know, go cuddle with later on. And in this moment, Craig, Tom Sandoval's new assistant, comes in, asks how long she's going to be in there. And after he leaves, Ariana mentions that Craig asked if Tom and him could use the downstairs to talk to realtors. And they cut to a scene of showing them talking to the realtors. Tom's talking about two unit properties. I think he's now at the point where he's trying to figure out what his options are financially. But then we go to our Sir Brunch hosted by Jackson James. And there is so much bonus social media content from that day.
What's up, guys? It's Jax here. I am on my way to Sir right now for the Sir Brunch with James. Today's going to be a very interesting day, that's for sure. Not only is it hot as hell, but I'm looking forward to having a couple drinks. It's been a couple days. So let's have some fun today. Let's listen to some great music. Let's have some good times. Let's take some pictures. Let's laugh. Let's cry. And, well, there'll definitely be a lot of crying, let's be honest. It's Sir.
Yeah.
does it look like they're not going to let Jax in? Because what is he doing here? What is he doing here when they're filming?
Boo this man. Boo this. I really like his outfit.
So extra.
But boo this man.
Here. Well, hello, Sir West Hollywood.
I'm gonna bring him down. Let's go. Let's take it back. Let's bring it down. Let's play a little pump session.
Bye.
Hi, this is Adam.
Lupa. Bye, you guys.
This is Jack.
She's the icon. We love
She's
Allie.
She's the icon.
Sun Heart. If you love
this
Allie.
This is the icon.
Sun Heart. Exactly. Okay. You love the Allie.
We gotta go. We got shit to do. They've got more filming.
Come back to Sir, though, for a pump teeny.
For a pump teeny, right?
All the way.
Make sure you make it right
now. Okay. Saturday night.
We gotta talk about some serious things.
Reservation.
Right? No. Dun, dun, dun!
Everyone is there. Lisa and Guillermo are talking. Lisa asks Guillermo why Jax is hosting. Guillermo informs her that they're over capacity, which is good. But Lisa brings up that Jax was on a podcast 2 months earlier on The Toast where he called Lisa a prop on the show. And then we see James approach. Jax has his grand entrance. Jax asks if he can sit down. Lisa said she doesn't want him to be there because he acts like everything is cool. She didn't like that he called her a prop, and she said he called her superfluous. And he's like, I don't even know what that word means. I believe that. I actually do believe that Jax doesn't know that. I don't think he said that word at all. And I actually, even before he said that, I was like, I don't think Jax knows what that means. But Jax goes on to explain, you know, he doesn't feel like Lisa had checked in on him and Brittany in the last 3 years. Lisa said she wasn't going to mention anything about it, but, you know, she would be remiss if she didn't say something after seeing him on a flyer at her restaurant. He agreed. They hugged. I don't know. I still don't really know how their relationship is now, but she's like, whatever. He brought people in, I guess. I guess that's good. Jax goes on to join the table of women. We got Lala, Sheena, Ariana, Katie. I think Allie's there too. And Jax asks Ariana if she knows that Sandoval asked Schwartz to live with him. Ariana doesn't really care. I wouldn't care either. James comes over and says everyone is invited to his pool party. We cut to James and Sandoval chatting. James invites Sandoval over for the pool party. Sandoval says yes, and he's still condescending and says he's glad James recognizes like his behavior or something. And James hits him right back saying you need to recognize it so you don't look back in 6 months and say how much of a fool you look. I just love it. I love when James just speaks his mind. And it's funny because Tom's just like, he just took it. But James is not lying. We move on to James and Allie's pool party.
What do you mean? I think it's really funny that both of y'all have shirts and no pants on.
Katie starts talking about how Allie and her had lunch and how Allie's been making sacrifices because of Hippie and for James. James comes over. They tell him what they're talking about. James loses his shit because he is clearly so protective of Hippie. And Lala gets mad that James compared Hippie to Lala's baby. I don't get mad. I have 3 children, and when I talk to people who don't have children, it doesn't bother me when we compare pets and children. Like, I'm not saying they're the same, but I think you can relate to people who have pets and people who have children. I mean, not everything, but I don't know. In this case, I do feel bad for Hippie because it sounds like he has been through a lot. I love this part where Jax and Katie get into it. And this is where Katie's beanie comes out. And she is not shy. She's like, you got something to say? And he starts going on. He's just, they're going back and forth. It was like ping pong. She's like, the internet talks about you. And he goes, the internet talks about you too. Like everything she said, he just was repeating. It was so ridiculous. But I loved Katie's BDE in that moment. Get it, girl. Schwartz and Ariana have a little side conversation and they're talking about the house. And of course, in true Schwartz wussy pussy form, he kind of skirts around talking about the house and, oh, how would you feel if I lived there? First of all, why is Schwartz even entertaining this idea? It's ridiculous. Second of all, I don't think Ariana would give a crap. Why would she care? I mean, I guess it's nice he asked. I feel like he's asking her. So she'll be like, dude, are you out of your fucking mind? Don't do that with him. Look like he's ruined your life already. Get out while you can. Somebody shake him. But I guess to refinance, it would bring up the monthly mortgage to $22,000 a month. Tom and Kyle Chan show up to the pool party. Brock and Sheena are arguing over leaving and wanting to be there when Summer goes down for the night. Sheena's talking to Kyle Chan and Tom about San Francisco. Sheena's saying she's excited for San Fran. You know, she's going to be performing. And mentioned the song, said, yeah, I capitalized on it. And Tom is still pissy about it. Brock steps in to defend Sheena as they're, you know, starting to argue. Sheena gets pissed. She's like, I have fucked up thoughts about Brock and Lala now because you did that. And James is like, me too. I love when James is like, the bystander, like wingman, like, hype man. Tom goes low, calls Sheena the other woman. She goes off, winds up leaving. Ariana runs after her, hugs her, which is just another example of Ariana being a good friend. On Watch What Happens Live, we had Ali Luber and Janet Capernaum. They did some polls. Is Sandoval saying that Sheena's been the other woman a fair comparison to his affair? Majority said no, of course. It's not the same. Sheena was 21. She allegedly didn't know he was married. She didn't know Brandy. It's not like they were best friends. Like, it's not ideal, but it's not you were cheating on your partner with her best friend in the home. For 7 months. Don't get me started. Who does James prioritize more in his relationship? 85% said himself. How much are you loving Katie and Schwartz's new friendship out of 1 out of 10 or from 1 to 10? The rating came in at 7. Nah, I don't know how I feel about it. 5, I guess. Did Jax know the definition of superfluous before they Googled it? Majority said no. Ali confirmed she is going to make more music. She confirmed they had a great time at Coachella, that Taylor Swift was bopping to James Kennedy's music. Ali said she didn't talk to Sandoval that much, and James is confused on where Sandoval and him stand today. Ali jumped in when they were talking about the Valley and Michelle with her new boyfriend that has been announced, I guess, officially on social media. And Ali said she met the new boyfriend and said he's very nice. I love how Ali just like, she's like, oh yeah, you got a spot on the Valley now. Okay, the after show. Tom Schwartz defends Katie Maloney for writing off Jax Taylor. Brittany is all upset about Jax fighting with Katie. They mention the whole Stassi wedding cancellation fiasco, and I guess it's really about that. Jax and Brittany reveal their true feelings towards LVP. I already mentioned this. Jax again said he didn't know the word superfluous, and Jax thinks he created a masterpiece called Vanderpump Rules. He stands by that one. It's his show. The next part is Sheena Shea, always the alpha in her relationships. They're talking about how Britney was making more money than Jax at one point after the show and that it hurt his ego. And Sheena revealed that Brock is developing two shows right now because Brock said he wants to capitalize on this opportunity that he's already in. He's already in this industry, so why not take advantage? We'll see what happens. Sheena Shea responds to Tom Sandoval bringing up her affair. Go fuck yourself. We already talked about this. Totally different situations. Tom Sandoval. Ugh. He's so ridiculous. He will just say anything. Is Tom Schwartz having a midlife crisis? I think everyone can see that. And Tom Schwartz admitted it.
Tell me about the hair.
Midlife crisis.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, he got a new car. He's got a young chick. He's drastically changing his body. He's got a tattoo. Lala took this opportunity to throw digs at Jesse, saying that he's very small. And producer Jeremiah starts busting on Brock's heels. Asks him if he's going to be performing with Ariana in Chicago. Oh my gosh, that was pretty funny. James Kennedy breaks down his trauma with leaving Hippie. I thought this was interesting because Nia said it would have been a conversation if Danny showed up with a dog. And I 1,000,000% agree. I felt like I was a bad person when James just showed up and Allie's like, oh. And she wasn't like, hell no. I would have been like, what are you doing? Like, nothing against dogs, but that's something we need to talk about. James also revealed that he likes to have sexy time in the morning. Sheena opened up about struggles her and Brock have had. This is where Lala starts talking about how the fighting is always about Sheena's mom. And Brittany feels like they should be so lucky because when you don't have your mother there, it's hard to trust like a stranger. But Lala is talking from the side of having your mother there, and mothers are intense. I'm going to cover the valley in a Patreon episode, but I'll read the description for episode 6. Congrats on your hair loss. Jax tries to get Jasmine to do his dirty work and find out if rumors about Michelle are true. Kristen begins to worry after a negative pregnancy test if she'll ever have a baby. Brittany sees the progress at the bar for the first time after feeling excluded. Luke begins to feel homesick. The group gathers for the launch of a hair loss product Jax is endorsing as long simmering tensions come to an explosive head. This show is wild. Like I said, I can't even cover everything. We're going to do a separate episode. But real quick, I did a poll asking you all, should I be watching Vanderpump Villa? Side note, I already am. I just wanted to know what you guys thought. Are you all? And 31% of you said yes, 29% of you said no, 41% said I don't know. And I found that to be interesting. My only comment after this past episode is Hannah, this girl Hannah, is a Timu version of Stassi. And I find it to be annoying. But leave a comment so I can review these shows in more detail. Make sure you subscribe, follow, share, like, leave a comment, and 5-star rating for Bravo and Blaze on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to follow on social media at Bravo and Blaze because I post almost everything related to what I'm discussing on the show over there, especially Instagram. Until next week, y'all, stay lit.